This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and stuff like guns and crabbing and wildlife. And I'm joined this morning by birthday girl Robin.
Good morning. He's got me digging through something. Sorry, y'all. Good morning.
Well, just your purse. I mean, that's just...
It took forever.
I know. Anyway... We are here this morning to speak with you about anything that's on your mind. I'd like to hear your fishing story. I'd like to hear what kind of crabbing success you've had if you've been out. And, of course, there's no hunting at the moment other than perhaps groundhog hunting or something like that, or mushroom hunting, or, you know, treasure hunting or arrowhead hunting or you name it. We'll be more than glad to talk to you about any of that, but... We have, it almost sounds like a radio show today. We have two new sponsors this morning. We have, in addition to our regular Clyde Sports Shop and Battery Warehouse, and a couple of weeks ago, Backyard Billy's, now we have Bay Country Bakery back. Good morning, Dave and Gina. I hope everything is going well there as you prepare to open.
And as we ride down the road today, we are stopping by there.
Exactly right. And it's they're open at 7 a.m. till 1 o'clock. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So a lot of places are having limited hours. So, you know, Bay Country Bakery is one of those. They're not open 7 days a week right now. And I understand it. I really do. And then we also are welcoming Albright's Gun Shop. And Albright's is, they've got a campaign on, and they're using the Outdoors and Radio Show to reach out to as many people as possible. They want firearms. They want guns. And they are dedicated to making sure you get a good price for your gun. And they are, you know, looking for single guns and collections and anything like that to buy or consign at the shop. So Albright's Gun Shop is a sponsor, and you'll be hearing more about them. Of course, Backyard Billy's, what a place. I'm thinking you might want to call them to see if they're going to have the grill day today. That was talking to the grilling expert there, and he thinks that today's going to be a good day to do that. So you might want to take a look down there if you're thinking about a new grill for Father's Day or something like that. So I want to welcome our new sponsors. I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife. I might sing to you later.
Thank you, but no thank you. Thank you for the birthday. Don't sing.
Don't sing?
Don't sing. You can sing later off the air.
No, that's it. Now you've just issued a challenge. But that's okay. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, listen to
me. Oh, boy, she sounds happy, doesn't she?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm another year older, and I'm so happy to be here.
Actually, it's really funny. My two great-grandparents, my grandmother's parents, both died at 56 years old, okay? So for my grandmother, from as long as I can remember, as long as my parents could remember, she always said she was going to die at 56, okay? Which she said until she was 86, 30 years later, I'm still going to die at 56. But I am now out of my 56th year and into my 57th, and I'm a very happy person.
There you go.
And I know it's just weird superstitions, but...
Well, I mean, it's something that was passed down and... thought about and talked about in your family, and so, you know, that's like my parents both died at age 80. That's why I said, you know, when I met you, the way I was going to go out was, there was going to be 6 inches of snow on the ground somewhere. I'm going to have just harvested a large antlerless animal of some kind, or antlered animal of some kind, whether it was a caribou or a moose or a or you know, a big white tail or something like that. And as I walked up to the carcass and drew my knife, they were going to find my both bodies together. I was going to be draped over this beautiful animal with my knife frozen in my hand, unless I was in bear country. And then I really didn't care if a bear ate me or not, or ate both of us. But you didn't seem to like that idea.
Uh-uh.
Such happy conversation.
Well, sure, why not?
We changed that thing after we got together.
Yeah, she made me change it to wanting to live forever with her.
So, we're all good now.
I'm still reconsidering a bear.
Well, after the quarantine, I was considering the bear for you, too.
Ooh, feel the love.
Isn't it good?
Oh, yeah. Be kind to him, Robin, because remember, you know, he gives you sparkly things.
He already did this morning. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got some earrings and a necklace.
Hence the nickname Sparky.
Exactly.
What did you call me the day I said, rather you call me that?
Luscious?
No.
Oh.
Can't repeat it on the air.
No, Bubby.
Bubby, yeah, I called you Bubby.
I like that.
That's kind of an endearing term. I think it's
if you're Jewish.
I think it's Yiddish, yeah, for grandmother.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
Yeah, grandmother.
It just sounds more endearing than Sparky.
Nah, I like Sparky.
Mm.
Wasn't that the name of the mule in Little Abner?
I don't remember. I remember Little Abner. I read the cartoon all the time. I do not remember the name of his mule.
You're going to have to Google Sparky the Mule.
The only mule I remember was Francis the Talking Mule, if you remember those.
Oh, I remember Francis the Talking Mule.
With Donald O'Connor.
Yeah.
And I remember Mr. Ed. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Horses a horse, of course, of course.
Chris, it has been so much fun. Schoolwork is done.
Mm-hmm.
So, in between Harry Potter movies with my little 10-year-old granddaughter kind of that I have been watching, I make her watch old TV shows with me to see if she likes them. And so far she likes Dennis the Menace, and there was Beverly Hillbillies.
Has she seen an episode of Hazel?
Not yet. I loved Hazel. Yeah,
and then,
I absolutely
of course,
Hazel.
There's Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. And yes. I tried to find Gilligan's Island, but you got to pay for Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Why do you have to pay for Gilligan's
Island? Because I couldn't find it.
It was a three-hour tour on a charter boat. That's why
I know you had to pay
for
that. Yeah. I can't find it where you don't have to pay for it, so we're not paying for that one. And Family Affair, no, she couldn't really get into.
Why are we talking about the alternative media to the radio when we're on the radio?
We're just having fun. It's birthday day. I can do what I want.
And we're talking about old things.
Old things.
Well, then it fits.
Yes.
It's apropos.
Oh, and I made her, the one she really loved, it was a movie back in the 60s, 70s maybe, 60s.
Which one?
Yours, Mine, and Ours with Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda.
That, I think, was back in the, like, 68, 69, I think.
She loved that. That was really good.
Yeah, yeah. There was one, and what was it, a couple years ago, they did a remake of one of those 60s movies.
They remade a bunch of them. They remade that one. Okay, hon, I'm done talking. You got little things to do over
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you think it was his show, I swear.
Yeah, we all know the truth.
410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we would like to hear from you rather than this bantering and babbling. Let's have an intelligent conversation about fishing or crabbing or something,
you know,
like
that. Somebody's going to get you on that one. You just wait.
What?
No, you just wait. It's coming.
What's that mean?
You'll see.
Oh, I know you have a myriad of fans out there that...
That's right, being mean to the birthday girl.
I'm not being mean to her. We're just trying to move
babble?
Things. Oh, I did say babble, didn't I? I meant banter. I substituted the wrong word. Well, anyway, 410-922-6680. Here's a question for you. And this was told to me this as recently as this week, that Marylanders don't know how to pick their crabs. I don't mean pick the meat out of them. Choose what type of crabs to eat, whereas people in Delaware are much smarter about it.
That's interesting.
Exactly. And here's the theory. The theory is Marylanders want to eat the biggest crabs they can find. no matter whether they're full of meat or fat or not. Bigger is better. Delaware, they couldn't care if it's a small or medium crab as long as it's fat and full. Now.
I guess I live in Delaware because that's what I want, fat and full.
Huh? Fat and full. Yeah, but you also like those jumbos, too.
It's neat to eat when every once in a while you look at it. Yeah, but if I get jumbos that are fat and full, I'm a happy camper.
That's in the fall. That, you know, but right now around the full moon and stuff. Here's something else. Not all crabs shed on the full moon. Did you know that?
No, I always thought they shed on the full moon.
Well, a lot of them do. But see, that's like saying all deer breed in the first through the 15th of November. How do they sustain the species if they all shed at the same time? How do you like that?
Hmm. Want to talk about barnacles?
No, I don't. Thank you. No, thank you. But anyway, what do you think? Do Marylanders know their crabs or not? 410-922-6680. What do you think? Chris, what do you think?
I think Maryland can pick their crabs.
You think they're perfectly capable of choosing their crabs?
Yes, yes.
I think somebody from Delaware told you that.
Larger, not fatter. Size versus.
That's one man's opinion.
Density of meat. Well, yeah, it's one man's opinion, but he's got 20 years of experience to express his opinion. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware.
Good morning.
How are you?
Barnacles, I'm still hanging on.
I love it. Good morning.
You're still hanging on? Barnacles, you're still hanging on? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
You made a funny mark.
Yeah.
Good. Robin is fascinated by barnacles. And maybe at the end of the show we'll tell why. But by the way, we never got an answer to the question last week. How many spots does a fawn have? Every fawn has the same amount of spots, but how many? So what's going on in Delaware, Mark? Have you had crabs over there yet?
Oh, nothing.
We had some last week, and they were really, really good.
We did, yeah, yeah. So no crabs, sir.
We got some crab cakes, but they were sent by a restaurant in Baltimore.
Got it.
You're in Delaware, and you got a restaurant that sent you part. That's pretty cool.
There's a couple pretty good crab places over there.
Oh, I think there are a lot of good everything around. You know, people ask me, what's it like now? You live near the beach. I don't know.
Right.
First came tax season, then came the virus, and it's not like I get out a lot, but this will change.
No, sure it will.
Yesterday I thought I was going to die going out because I just haven't been out a lot, and it was hot, and I was wearing the mask, and I was in the grocery store, and I was – by the time I got home, I called Alan. I said, please tell me you're home to carry this stuff in.
Everything becomes – an ordeal.
That is true.
Every little thing. It's like winter. You can't just go out. You've got to put on all kinds of layers. And now everything, you know, mask on, mask off.
I don't want anybody to be offended by this, but what I've been telling people, and this is what it is like to me, we're all going to have a little folded-up mask and carry it in our pocket. Just like when we were younger and had a condom in our wallet, just in case we run into a situation where we need the mask. And that's my analogy. I don't know if it floats or not, but. Caught you by surprise with that one. He's speechless.
I don't think the FCC would allow it. So I'll save it for another time. I'll run it by Chris next week.
Okay.
It's like...
What?
Nothing. I'm just still thinking about barnacles.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know, many years ago, I mean many, like 50 years ago, there was an episode of All Things on... Oh, goodness, it had Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
The Odd Couple.
About barnacle glue.
Yeah, and, really, barnacle glue.
Yeah, and it turns out 50 years later, there is such a thing.
I'm looking it up.
There is some kind of an adhesive, I think for medical purposes, and it's either derived from or manufactured similar to the substance that barnacles use.
Really?
Very tenacious.
Okay. Huh.
Nature's...
Of course, back in the day, we used anti-fouling paint on bottom of boats to prevent them, and it was loaded with heavy metals.
Huh.
Nature's strongest color, glue.
It would either leach out copper or zinc or something, which is, you know, you just had this microscopic layer of poison in the
Wonderful.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we wondered why the bay ran into trouble, right?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how they keep barnacles off anymore.
I don't know either. I know one thing they could do. But it wouldn't work, I don't think. It'd take a lot of effort. But
evidently, in 2019, barnacle glue became a very big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, the researchers developed a groundbreaking process to study barnacle glue that could save the Navy millions.
Well, there you go. Barnacle glue. Never thought we'd be talking about barnacles, but, well, given what Robin learned about barnacles yesterday, I thought maybe we might. Hey, Mark. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Have a great week.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to John. John, hey. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning, Robin. I'm glad to be back on the Robin Ellis Show. How are you guys doing today, huh?
Good morning. Welcome. Oh, we're doing wonderful.
How you doing, Alan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were speaking to me.
Yes, sir. I have to let Robin know my fee goes up last week. I received her $50 from last week. You can tell her sister that. But my fee goes up. If I don't get the fee, we're changing the name to the Itchy Scratchy Show, okay?
Itchy and Scratchy?
That sounds good.
I think that's taken, isn't it?
It might be. Man.
I think that was taken by the Simpsons.
You're right. It probably was. I'm going to tell you guys, I went to your website, Bobby, and read your bio and all this stuff. That's a fantastic thing, and I love your website. I want to get some money to you. I'm not a hunter or fisherman, but I believe in 100% what you do. It might not be a lot because I'm on a budget, you know, but.
Why would you want to send us money?
Because I want to contribute to your cause.
Which cause? There's many of them.
Okay. I want to go to the one to prevent the hunter's rights.
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but I will, whatever. You take care of it yourself. I just want to put something in for that. I have a story for you very quickly. Both of my aunts and my uncle on my father's side used to live on the Little Choptank River on the Eastern Shore. And I don't see how God created this place and kept it. He should have kept it for himself. It's beautiful.
I love that place.
Well, do you know where Town Point Road is?
Yep.
Okay. Off of Town Point Road, 8 miles outside of Cambridge. And there's various things that happened to me out there. I was on the roof. Now, I mean, I jump out of airplanes, right? But don't get me on a pitch roof. Forget I'm like a screaming girl at 14 years old that's been kissed or something. But the thing is, I actually saw, I think it was, my aunt said it was probably a peregrine falcon that actually hit the water, got a fish, took it out, turned the fish, and went into the wind. And I could not believe I saw that.
You saw that. That was likely an osprey.
So it was an osprey, okay.
Likely an osprey, yes. Peregrine falcon, probably not.
Two quick stories. Right across the water from them was a big, big gray house, and that house was owned by Jody Powell of the Carter administration.
Yes. I met Jody Powell at Albright's Gun Shop, our upcoming sponsor here. He was with Sam Donaldson.
Okay, the place I'm talking about is directly across the water.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, one of his peacocks got on my aunt's and uncle's property. And it was there for about a month, and it had a band, and they finally decided, you know, they called DNR, and that's how they found out about it. But that peacock came across that water and would roost in the trees at night.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I got one of the feathers that dropped. It's beautiful.
Oh, they're gorgeous, Probably flew across, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the peacocks can swim. I think that probably flew across. People don't think of peacocks as a flying bird, but
I didn't either. I don't know how it got there. I have no idea.
It flew.
But it was his bird.
Do the peacocks fly?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be stupid. I didn't know peacocks fly.
Yeah.
Blue. Flid.
I didn't even know. Okay, here's another story. Same property. My aunt. Now, if you know that area on the water.
I do very much.
Okay. My aunt's and uncle's place were right across from him, and the river comes down and a cove comes around. That was mm-hmm. their property, right?
Right.
Make a long story short, on that point on that cove, right outside their house, yeah. there were two graves. And these graves, you know, they didn't bother them. They respected and everything. But one of Uncle Lacey's neighbors, Bob Smith, wanted to research them, and they did. And they found out that these were two freed slaves.
Wow.
This landowner who was a slave owner, let's call him what he was, right?
Yep.
White man slave owner. Something happened to him, and how do you say the word where he frees him, emancipated him?
Emancipated him.
Mm-hmm.
He had 20 slaves and gave them each land, I guess a mule or something, and a milk cow. I don't know the whole story. But the two that were working in his house wanted to stay, so he paid them. And when the man died, it was a husband and wife slave. I think they jumped across the broom, right? But make a long story short, he sent by boat, because you know back in those days, everything was boat.
Right.
Up to Baltimore to get tombstone.
Wow.
He brought it back, planted it there. The wife died, he did the same thing.
What an interesting story, John.
I'm not sure, but the university down there came out and looked at it mm-hmm. and everything. They took the tombstones and put up, I don't know what they put down there to mark it, right? But they wanted the tombstones, and those graves have never been bothered and never should be. Mm-hmm. But I think that's very interesting. Now, the other thing is the same area. You go on the, you know, right at that point, there's sand, or right by the bulkhead, you can go down in the sand. When they first moved down there, I was 14, my brother was 10. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Lacey had this collection of arrowheads. He said, you take a coffee can and go down on the beach. Within half an hour, we had about 30 or 40 arrowheads.
That's pretty wild, man.
And then Bob Smith knew this. He explained it to us. He goes, the Indians, I don't know what Indians, would come there, I guess in the fall or whatever, and they would just gorge on those fantastic oysters and crab and all this, but then the mosquitoes moved in, they pulled out.
I'd move out, too.
Yeah, that would be Robin. I'm not eating any more oysters. I'm out of here. Too many mosquitoes. So.
All right, now I got something. I want you to say a prayer for me, you guys, because I turned 70 September 3rd, and I'm making my last halo at 14,000 feet.
Oh, cool.
14,000 at age 70.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
No, not a thing.
I have a friend who was a halo diver.
Well, the problem is, you know, in the military, you got to be HALO qualified, and in the Green Beret, we were, you know. And,
sure.
Matter of fact, the best mission, I think, after I was there 3.5 years on an A-team as a medic, right, first medic, second baby. But the thing is, we did a Ho Chi Minh Trail mission.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
And we dropped from about 13.5, we dropped into an area half the size of a football field, 12 men, no injuries.
Wow.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Well, John, listen. Thank you for your service. I'm sorry we have to move along. I appreciate your call. No need to send any money. We're good. And I just say thank you for making the show interesting this morning. We appreciate it.
I hope I can call back again because I love you two very much.
Sure you can.
Always.
Anytime.
Anytime you want.
I got to tell you too, Alan, you got a gorgeous old lady, man. I say that with a lot of respect. Good looking chick. Take care of her, man.
I know.
Robin, I'm sorry. I'm just going back. I'm my hippie days. I'm sorry. Girls were chicks and all. You're a very pretty lady.
Guess what? I miss all that. I miss chivalry. I miss a guy. I miss all that. I think women who have gone so far to the left or whatever about, you know, it's all about me and me, you know, all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I think they are missing out on some of the nicest things that have ever happened to women in their entire lives, and you felt appreciated. I miss it. I don't miss it from him because he's awesome about it. But
well, I think I'm going to get off, but I think God gave us the greatest gift he gave us as a woman.
Exactly.
Especially when there's true love involved. And I said this when I first called you a couple of years ago when Alan was so distressed and anxious, and God sent this angel to him.
That is true.
And I believe it because I remember the anxiety, Alan, in your voice. And you'll remember what you said when I say this. Well, she died and answered prayer, but it wasn't my prayer. And I know exactly what you mean.
That's true.
I'm so glad that God blessed you with this lovely, caring woman.
I'm very blessed.
All right. Hey, peace and love, baby. I'll call you in a couple of weeks.
Peace and love,
Sounds
baby.
Sounds great. Have
See
a great
you.
One.
Thanks,
Be safe, John.
Bye.
See you,
man. Bye-bye. Well, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I talked to Clyde this week. We're squaring up the details for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. By the way, we're looking for pictures for Maryland Loves Crabs. We got some great pictures the other day, though, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. So we thank you for that. But we could use a picture of you crabbing or eating crabs or whatever. And I know Captain Don sent us a nice picture of him holding some crabs up, I guess, from last year. So
who sent you the crab thing?
Huh?
You sent me that crab video.
Oh, that was Captain Don.
That's an awesome video.
Yeah. Well, the story is, the crab pot was pulled last night. It had six keepers. It was in all winter, not baited. No barnacles on the pot. I'm talking about Clyde.
I know.
Okay.
I didn't mean to bother you.
No, you didn't bother me. But Clyde Sports Shop. So I was talking, and you know, they're looking for somebody to manufacture topless crab traps. They have some. They've got to deal with somebody who's making some, but they're a little slow, but they're selling out of the topless crab traps. So if any of our listeners know any manufacturer of topless crab traps, feel free to text me. Feel free to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll help out Clyde's. But I said all that to say this. If you need rods or reels, you better run in there and get some, because the suppliers aren't being able to supply the tackle stores. They're on the biggest tackle supplier in the country's in North or South Carolina, I can't remember, but they're running April orders and not being able to restock these fishing tackle stores. So, you know, stock up now. That's what I'm saying. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Rods and reels, rod and reel repair, fishing license, plenty of live and frozen bait for any type of species, from panfish to snakeheads to striped bass. Why not stop by? They're just off Beltway Exit 9 at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
You know, they, as we have learned from the toilet paper issue, they really need to stock up now, because you don't know when it'll ever come back.
Well, that's true. So here's what I want to say to our listeners. They've been quarantined. They have been at home. They've looked all around. They've probably cleaned out every closet. They've probably straightened everything up. And then they look at their backyard and they say, we need to spend more time in our backyard. Well, you put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger. Dress up that backyard for fun times with your family, you know. Go eat some crabs. Go, you know, drink a beer. Invite some folks over. You know, social distance, of course, and no more than 10. But have a good time in your backyard. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially the Adirondack chairs. I spent a little time there the other day looking around. Fantastic selection. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. There's swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. They all invite you to Backyard Billy's backyard, his own backyard. Get it? Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And call this Saturday about Grill Demo Day from 10 to 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and see the fire rings for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace inset. They did the installation, and they even arranged for the stonework to be done on the fireplace as well. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. And finally, here it comes. That's right. We're going to talk about Bay Country Bakery. When we're on Route 50, or I'm on Route 50, head to or from the woods and waters, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads on the Eastern Shore. Wedding cakes, too, if you need one. Enough for everyone in the boat or in camp. And you can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich, too. So right now, Bay Country Bakery is open Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 7 to 1. to all my friends on the Eastern Shore, 7-1 today and tomorrow. You have the opportunity to try Bay Country Bakery. Please do. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. By the way, there's pictures on the website where people stand in front of that big donut, that big sprinkle donut, and get their pictures taken.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a photo op.
It should be.
Yeah, it's great. No
Makes
question.
You happy.
It does make me happy. So, Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. And you will today, if you get there at the right time. Chris, I know we don't have any pre-recorded messages at this time. Do we? Or do we?
No, but I could go ahead and play one.
Why don't you go ahead and play one then?
Okay.
And then we'll have something at the end of the day.
All right.
Comfortable low humidity for us throughout the weekend here in Baltimore. We're behind a cold front. You can feel those north winds at lower humidity, unusually low here by June standards. And this cooler than average humidity goes all the way down to the south. 79 our high this afternoon, 58 our low tonight, and mid and upper 70s for Sunday and Monday, 50s and 60s for nighttime low temps. Rain showers do come in next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey. And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive. We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus. First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds. If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face. Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else. Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public. And keep using our sponsors for their products and services. And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Yay.
Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
We watched that movie the other day, too.
Robin Hood, good.
That is a good movie, and that is one my favorite song, and Chris knows it. Thank you, Christopher. Chris.
You're welcome. So, I can't give you sparkly things, but I figure if I can give you some music and it makes you happy, then
there you go,
I was
buddy.
Dancing.
There you go.
I think the people in the car next to me yesterday thought I was nuts.
Why, you were rocking out on We Will Rock You with Queen? I figured.
And Dream On with Aerosmith. I was listening to 70s on 7. Oh, my gosh, I was going into it. I was enjoying it.
That's why I have a young wife. Really like that part. So we did Joke Week a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how successful it was, but we had one sent in that came in a little too late from our buddy Joe. So I would like to do that. Do we have any callers on the line, Chris?
Yes, we have Ronald from Baltimore City.
Oh, well, we'll do the joke after we speak with Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing fine there, Alan.
Good.
How are you
doing? Doing good. Robin?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, Alan and Robin, first of all, Robin, good morning to y'all, and happy birthday to you, Robin. I heard Alan said I got my birthday girl up here with me this
morning.
That's right. Thank you so much.
And I also like to say I'm a black person, me and Miss Ruth Stewart. Miss Ruth, she's 79.
Oh, wow.
I'll be 68 Wednesday.
Happy birthday early.
And happy birthday to you, Miss Robin. And, Lord, we love it. We love listening to y'all early in the mornings there, you know, every Saturday morning there, you know. I couldn't wait for y'all to come on. And I said, I'm going to call today.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad you did.
And Alan, I'm not, you know, I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisherman. I used to drive trucks down to Pokemon City. I'm not Pokemon City, but I had been to Pokemon City. But I used to go down to Crestfield, Maryland, pick up oysters that were African seafood here in Baltimore. Right off of Baltimore Nazareth Road there.
Right.
Yeah. I used to run down to Crestfield a lot there, here and there, everywhere, you know. I drove trucks up for a living there, you know, so
sure.
I became blind and everything there. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, love listening to the show, you know, and love hearing y'all talking there, your callers and everybody there. And I just wanted to speak, you know, and I heard you say that. I went to, maybe one day we could really meet y'all down at Big Country Bakers. Now, I really wish, but, you know, we can't drive, we don't have no transportation or nothing like that, though. But,
right.
You know, yeah, it would be nice to meet y'all, you know, because we really love you and Miss Robin and Alan.
No, maybe someday that'll happen.
You never know what'll happen.
Right.
But I tell you, I love your name, Ronald, because that's my dad's name. That's one of my favorites.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I tell you, y'all have such a wonderful show there. And y'all sponsor, your host, Chris, there.
Yeah, Chris is great. Yep.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And we love y'all. We listen to y'all. We listen to y'all for a while there.
Oh, it's been a long time, buddy. I've been on here 31 years.
Well, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's just about how long I drove trucks. I became blind.
Well, Ronald, we thank you for the call, buddy. Keep listening, and we'll be thinking of you being out there, okay?
Alan and Miss Robin, yes, sir. And y'all keep up the good work, and Chris as well there.
Thank you so much, Ronald.
So
nice talking to you.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
Bye bye.
Take care.
Tell Miss Ruth hello too. Okay.
I certainly will. I told her. I certainly will. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks, Ronald. Bye bye.
Bye bye, Ronald. So, all right. Grasshopper sits down at the local tavern. sits up to the bar and orders a beer. Bartender, he's a little talkative, you know. Grasshopper, he's just enjoying himself, you know, knocking back a cold one. Bartender's a little too chatty. Looks at him, he goes, you know, we have a drink named after you. Grasshopper takes a little sip and looks at the bartender and says, what? He said, we have a drink named after you. Bartender looked at him and said, Fred?
Okay.
Moving right along.
You have to look up how to make a grasshopper.
Why?
I know you looked up how to make a pink squirrel last night. That was pretty interesting.
Well, I wasn't making one. Somebody mentioned that on a television show. So, how many of you grew up watching Looney Tunes? I mean, I did. Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
And Elmer Fudd and Daffy Duck. And, Chris, you've got the clip in there. I want you to get this ready. No, but I want you to play the Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck.
You have to give me a minute because
we might have
some equipment problems.
Uh-oh, I hope we don't have any equipment problems. But anyway, let me know when you get it ready. Elmer Fudd is still hunting wabbits.
You know, I still say wabbit because of Elmer Fudd.
I know, and I do use that all the time. Be very, very quiet.
Yeah, he does.
I know.
Overkill.
But guess what? They've taken Elmer's gun away. He is no longer carrying his guns. It's a HBO Max platform, and nobody's going to have guns. Yosemite Sam's not going to have his double pistols anymore.
I wouldn't watch HBO if my...
Nope. Peter Braungart, the executive producer and showrunner of the series, said, we're not doing guns. But we could do cartoony violence, TNT, the Acme stuff, all that was kind of grandfathered in. So you can blow something up, and nobody ever gets hurt when they blow something up. And I don't know that anything's ever been shot by Yosemite Sam or Elmer Fudd, but Mr. Braungart, we're not doing guns. Guess what? We're not doing HBO Max. How do you like that, dude?
He's also the one that took off Gone with the Wind, so.
Oh, really? They're the ones that took off Gone with the Wind?
That's the reason I said I wouldn't watch them
anymore.
Well,
that's stupid. That's just stupid.
They're going to put it back with a caveat.
Why? What's the caveat? Who cares? It's a classic. Anyway.
Let's just...
Well, it's the same thing with the country group. Lady Antebellum is now called...
Now Lady A. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Nope.
Why don't we just act like nothing ever happened in the past, okay, and just forget all about it so we don't learn from it? You know, I mean, just toss it all away. It never happened, so we know we're not going to remember the things we should have learned in the first place.
Ugh. Boy, you're not woke.
No, I'm. You know how I am about it right now.
You're just not woke. So, somebody who is woke is Tom. He said, happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you, Tom.
And he said, Elmer lost his gun. And he said, social justice at the best, at best.
I believe in equal rights. I believe in all that good stuff. But you can't take away history and act like it never happened. Because if you do that and you scrub us all clean, nobody in the long run will remember what we learned.
It's called the cancel culture. They're decapitating
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. They're tearing down all the statues of the... heroes of the Confederacy. It's absolutely amazing to me.
It's not amazing to me. It's sickening to me.
Well, and remember, too, they also desecrated the Lincoln Memorial in D.C.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It's just out of control. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about crabbing. Do Marylanders know how to pick their crabs? Is bigger better? Or is fatter better? How many spots does a fawn have? I don't know either. Yes, I do. I know exactly how many. And it is an exact number. What do you think about that? I know one thing, Chris. Here's something you might be interested in.
Okay.
Guns wanted. Maybe Elmer will turn his in. Guns wanted. That's right. Guns wanted. Any make, model, age, or condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. Rifles, pistols, handguns, shotguns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop. And here's the number, 410-820-8811. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or to consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. Cesar Guarini makes a very nice, nice shotgun. Call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory to select your personalized firearm. And this offer also extends to Siren, which is a, I never know what to say, woman's, ladies, female-oriented firearm, and Fabarm firearms as well. Now, Albright's themselves at the shop carries Beretta and Benelli and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned, and now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as in-house expert, that'd be Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. Not a bad read, huh?
Mm-mm.
Got it right.
How many years have they been around?
37.
Because they've been around as long as I can remember being here. I mean, I know we've been over here 40-some years.
Well, they bought it from Bill Mann, Sean's father.
Oh, did they really?
Yes. Bill Mann owned it, and Larry bought it from Bill Mann, who worked for me for a while with the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Sean, you know, the
I know Sean.
The SeanMann.com callmaker, no question. Sean's a friend. So there you go, Albright's Gun Shop.
Yeah, I just know as long as I can remember being in Easton, just remember
yep.
Albright's was there.
Let's talk to Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing
good. Morning,
great.
Rob.
Just want to put my 2 cents in on who knows the most about the crabs and can pick the best crabs out. I would like to qualify the decision with Maryland Eastern Shore versus Maryland.
Uh-huh.
I believe in the succession of the Eastern Shore, as far as I'm concerned, from the state of Maryland, but that's a whole other issue.
Hey, maybe with all the stuff going on now it can get done.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to Robin, a fellow Queen Anne's County High alumni. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. What year were you, Rob?
76.
Okay, cool. 81.
Yeah, it was kind of unusual. Queen Anne's County only had one high school back in those days. So if you lived in Queen Anne's County.
You went to Queen Anne's County High.
That's right.
You were a Lion.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you graduated the year we moved over here. And yeah. I'm proud of Queen Anne's County. I never felt the same after they had two high schools to me.
Yeah, it kind of changed the whole thing up a lot, but you know.
I'm glad they did. I'm glad I was just the one because I met my best friend from Kent Island, and
yeah.
And we've been friends for 40 some years now. So,
yeah, it was a neat school. They had the breezeway. They did away with the breezeway. Back when I was in school, you could smoke cigarettes. That's how much the world's changed.
Wow,
that was still in '81. You could, yeah,
yeah.
You could go out to the breezeway and have a cigarette.
Go out in the breezeway and have a cigarette. I think.
Really?
There was
you
other
smoked
things
in high school
going on out there as well, but that's another story too. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, I think, you know, when I grew up, you know, I can remember the crabbing industry was so much different now.
Oh, yes.
I mean, just watermen. Back when I was younger, you had number ones, number twos, number threes, and trash crabs.
Right.
Now, I mean, the way they fade them and everything is you either have a number one and everything else is numbers. It's crazy. It really is. And,
yep.
You know, there was no such thing as jumbos and whales and all that kind of stuff.
Nope, you had ones and twos.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I called in before.
Yep.
I had a pleasure of growing up down near White Island, and man, the crabbing down there was just unbelievable back in those days. Wanted to give another shout out to the great Bright Hunters, who are longtime listeners. I'm sure they're listening. Dennis and Timmy. Those guys, they have two seasons, hunting season and getting ready for hunting season. So
that sounds
familiar. They're out in the woods somewhere right now.
That can be our house too, Rob.
Yeah.
Trust me. Rob.
Yep. All right, Rob. Hey, buddy, I appreciate it. We got some callers behind you there, and we got to talk about Backyard Billies one more time. So we're close to running out of time, but we appreciate your call. Call anytime. We like listening to you, okay?
Please do. I like talking to people from Queen Anne's
County. I think Rob is gone.
Hey, hi, Rob.
Hey, Chris. Connect these two guys, if you would. The next two. Can you do
he
that?
He might be having technical
Odell and Stan?
Yeah, Odell and Stan.
Yeah, I can do that. Do we have enough time?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you figure that out? We might have only a minute to talk to him because I got to talk about Backyard Billies. You know, you've put it off long enough, folks. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billies is our go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 to 2. And I think they're having a grill demo day today with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And they've got the outdoor furniture, too, for your patio or wherever. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert, and they helped with the installation as well. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. Got those two fellows connected there, Chris?
Yes, you do.
Good morning, Odell. Say hi to Stan. Good morning, Stan. Say hi to Odell.
Stan, and happy birthday, Miss
Thank you so much.
Good morning, Robin.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Brother Tucker, and good morning, all. I just got to do quick. I'm coming out from southern Carroll County now, headed back. I've still got a half a day to go.
All right.
But it was sad. Miss Robin?
Yes.
Are you woke? Are you woke?
I'm woke.
She's woke now.
Yeah, well, I was woke. I was sitting here listening to this stuff. I'm up there to Eldersburg Way. And I'm really going to miss this show when the powers that be take it off because you mentioned guns.
Oh, you think cancel culture's coming after us, huh?
Well, yeah, welcome to the new world and new world order, excuse me.
That's what I was going to say. You think of what I was thinking.
I'm waiting for Mr. Odell to take the thunder. I've got both hands on.
They want to take away everybody's guns, do away with the gadgets for the Civil War and everything else, but it's all part of history.
You're right, Odell, it is.
Yep.
We'll be the only ones to remember.
What'd you say, Odell?
I got a great-great-grandfather was a Navy officer during the Civil War for the Confederacy.
Yep.
And then on my great-grandmother's side, her uncle, Captain Charles E. Hazlett, is buried up Little Round Top.
Wow. Sorry we got to go, guys. The music's playing. Thanks for giving us a call.
Give us a call back.
See you all later. Call back.
God be blessed.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Get out, stay out. Stay safe and have a beautiful day.
And wash your hands, wear your mask, and don't touch your face.
I'm done with it. I mean, I still do it, but...